The following episode may contain inappropriate material. Listener discretion is advised.
It's Victor Dandridge, the hardest working man in comics, and you are listening to PVB Cast with John Orlando. Guys, I'm telling y'all it's the best thing on the entire interweb. Listen long, listen strong. John, it's all you, man.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to another installment of the PVD Cast. I am your host and podcast purveyor, John Orlando, and welcome to episode number 225. I hope you're doing well out there. I hope you're staying healthy and safe. You know, the coronavirus is still dominating the headlines and it's still out there and, you know, not downplaying the seriousness of that illness. Just feel like we are in kind of a hysteria right now about it, but I digress. That's another topic for another time, because the topic that I want to talk about for this episode is my guests, two gentlemen from the Canned Air podcast, Jeremy Colley, Randy Hardenbrook, are going to join me on this episode. Now, for longtime listeners of the PVD cast, you know that I've talked about the Canned Air podcast. And it's usually three gentlemen. Well, unfortunately, Jack Doherty could not join us when we recorded this episode. He was feeling a little under the weather. But Jeremy and Randy are going to fill us in on the history of the podcast. They're going to talk about kind of the sister podcast to Canned Air, What If. Randy's going to talk about how he has become involved with the Tor Gaming Expo that's coming here in May to Lewis Center, Ohio. It's going to be a great comic book, gaming, toy, pop culture festival, and we'll give you all the details there. And more importantly, we're also going to talk about Canned Air podcast being on CVRN, that's the Cuyahoga Valley Radio Network, and visit the website CuyahogaValleyRadio.com and check out their lineup. Canned Air is on every Monday through Friday at 9 a.m. They're kind of the morning drive folks. And the website has the schedule, how you can listen and whatnot. CVRN, again, it's CuyahogaValleyRadio.com. And if you don't know how to spell Cuyahoga, it's C-U-Y-A-H-O-G-A ValleyRadio.com. And one last thing I'm going to talk about with my conversation with Randy and Jeremy is that I think I pride myself on having really great quality podcasts. The audio is always as good as I can get it. And you're going to hear, unfortunately, a very odd kind of announcement at the end of our conversation. Jeremy, Randy, and I met at the local library, and the library decided to make a last call to let everybody know that they needed to make their way to the checkouts and start heading home. And normally I would cut that out, but the way in which Jeremy reacted to this announcement, it's going to give you a chuckle. I couldn't edit it out. I had to leave it in just for the comedic effect. So don't be alarmed by that. It's left in there by design, if you will. Before I get to my conversation with Jeremy and Randy, I'd like to give you a little heads up. Earlier this week, I sat down with Donnie Hoover and Meat Hook Jim, and actually Terry Hoover as well, for an episode of Wrestle Horror. And this particular podcast episode, it's not ready to come out yet, but when it is, I'll let you know. You should probably give it a listen. It's going to explain a little bit of what happened with the Arnold and NOW, New Ohio Wrestling, and just gives kind of the whole full story behind it. So if you're interested in what went on or what didn't go on, depending on your point of view this past weekend, you definitely want to give the Wrestle Horror podcast a listen. And like I said, when it's up, I'll let you know all about it so that you can check it out. All right, well, that being said, ladies and gentlemen, it's about time for me to let you know about the great sponsor of the PVD cast, World's Greatest Comics. But I'm going to deviate from the script for a minute, and I'm just going to let you know that this past weekend, on the 7th of March, was the 9th anniversary sale for World's Greatest Comics. And you probably, if you were following me on social media, know I hyped it up a lot. And, you know, I put it into last episode talking about all the great deals that they had. And I stopped by the store real quick, and Jeff said that they had an absolutely amazing turnout. They had one of their best anniversary sales ever. And if you were one of those folks that stopped by the store, thank you very much. I truly, truly do appreciate it. If it wasn't for the sponsors, you know, I wouldn't be able to kind of, you know, recoup a few bucks here and there to put on the PVD cast and put it out there on the airwaves. So I really do appreciate World's Greatest Comics being a sponsor. I really do. I can't say that enough. And so if you get the chance, you need to go over and check the store out. They're located at 5974 Westerville Road in Westerville, Ohio. They're available online, wgcomics.com. Search for them on Facebook. Just look for World's Greatest Comics and check out everything they got. I mean, graphic novels, single issues, toys, comic book supplies, action figures, basically anything you need for your fandom they got. So definitely give them an opportunity to earn your comic book dollars. Again, stop by the store located in Westerville over at 5974 Westerville Road and just let them know that you heard about the store from me right here on the PVD cast. And you know what? I guess I would be foolish if I didn't throw this out there. If you want to be a sponsor, if you're listening and you're like, hey man, I need some more information, I would love to be a sponsor, get in touch with me. And let me tell you how you could do that. You can shoot me an email. My email address is, of course, johnorlando@pvdcast.com. You can leave me a message over on my Twitter handle. My personal Twitter account is @pvdmvp. You can leave me a message even over on the Facebook page, and that, of course, being facebook.com/pvdcast. So, with all that stuff out of the way, let's get right to it, man. I'm going to throw it to a quick break, and on the other side of the break, I'm going to be sitting down with Randy and Jeremy from the Canned Air Podcast. All right, ladies and gentlemen, I am joined here tonight by two out of the three individuals behind the Canned Air Podcast. Jeremy Colley, how are you?
Good, Mr. John Orlando. How are you today?
I'm doing all right. Randy Hardenbrook, correct?
Yes, sir.
All right. All right. I was afraid that I wasn't going to get your last name correct. I don't know why, man.
It's long, but it's easy.
Yeah. Unfortunately, Jack cannot join us here. Jack Doherty.
No, he's stricken with corona, as we discussed earlier. So
by corona, you mean coronavirus, or he's drunk?
Virus. Okay. Virus, for sure. Okay. I mean, who knows what happens in the Doherty household when Candor isn't around, but I don't know. I'm guessing the virus.
Okay. So the last time we saw each other was October for Wizard World Columbus.
Oh, yes, yeah. Yes, and absolutely.
Yeah, and it was a great time.
Yeah,
unfortunately, the con itself maybe wasn't the best con.
We did a whole episode about that.
Yes, we did.
Yes, yes.
It evolved very quickly.
Yeah, that was the first episode or first time we ever reviewed Wizard where I think was front forward honest as I could be. You know, I always felt I had to kiss the ass of Wizard and all these other podcasts and stuff, but this time I was like, you know what? The
gloves were fucking off at
that
point.
Let's be honest. Yes. Let's be honest. And honest we were.
Yeah, I mean, I have to wonder if they're going to come back to Columbus for a while.
I don't know. I mean, I it's hard to say. It just seems, you know, when you see them advertise these bigger shows in like Pittsburgh or Chicago, you know, understandably they're bigger cities than Columbus, but they have the much bigger stars, and they come here, and you're lucky to get extras from Charmed.
Right.
You know,
right.
As the people. So, not that there's anything wrong with Charmed, but it's not Candair's cup of tea, really.
But hey, for $500, if you saw Facebook, you could be an investor with Wizard World.
Nah, we're good on that. I think we're good.
Which is funny because a lot of people are saying that in the comments on those posts.
I don't want to dog Wizard too much because, you know, growing up, I was a huge fan of like Wizard Magazine and Toy Fair. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, getting into podcasting and then being affiliated with them in any way, you know, first through con radio and then just selling tickets, getting press passes, what an honor. And, you know, I still see it as such. But, yeah, I mean, that the wave's kind of collapsing, I think, on the Wizard World Con circuit.
Yeah, they need to kind of step up the game Something needs to change.
Yeah, for sure.
Most definitely. All right, well, you guys are two of the gentlemen behind the Canned Air podcast. Mm-hmm. For the listeners, would you like to explain what the Canned Air podcast is all about?
Canned Air podcast is now in its 6th year, right? October was our 6-year anniversary.
Yes.
And that time we've been talking comics, pop culture. We welcome comic creators, artists, voice actors, screen actors to the show and just have a great time doing it. Yeah, it's a lot of fun.
Who are some of your favorite comic book characters, superheroes, Jeremy?
I've always Spider-Man, obviously. It's low-hanging fruit, though. I guess all mine are probably low-hanging fruit. Anything Marvel, really. I've never gravitated much toward DC. I love Batman and everything with the Batman universe. But outside that, Superman's kind of okay. And past that, I don't really care. But what about you, Randy?
Angel for X-Men was always my boy. Deadpool, The Crow, just kind of random stuff like that.
Cool.
So.
Yeah. All right. Yeah. Yeah, cool. Definitely. Well, Randy, you're kind of the newest member to the podcast.
Oh, boy, here's the hazing. Yes, yeah.
So how has that transition been for you?
It was a little difficult at first. I know Jeremy's put up with a lot with me, which is much, much appreciated. I'm coming up on a year, and I feel like I'm fitting in a little bit better than I was at first. So really appreciate Jack and Jeremy having my back, so...
The thing is with podcasting, John, I think you can agree. I mean, for any of us who start cold, there's a transitional change. You have to, get your feet wet.
Yeah.
You know, learn how to have a mic presence, I guess.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And like Randy said, he's coming up on a year and he's doing a lot better. He's doing a lot better. And I'm not to say he was doing bad. I've noticed progression in him. Mm-hmm. And I got to say, Randy, not to try to give you a hand job here or anything, but
please do.
Please don't. We're in the library, Jeremy, but, for Christ's sakes.
He has been such an asset to the Canned Air podcast. We lost Jake. When was the last time we were on your show, John?
Oh, my. It's been a while. 3 years. I would say about 2 years. I would say,
it wasn't too long after that. I feel Jake may have stepped away. I can't remember. But when he did, a lot of wind was sucked out of the sails. Mm-hmm. Me and Jack had just kind of been through the ringer, and we were just kind of on the fence. What are we doing? Are we going to keep this going? Are we going to stop? And, Randy comes in and brings a new energy that we used to have that had just been kind of trampled on. I'm not saying that was by Jake, just in general. All the work, the continuous work that it takes, again, over 6 years now. And for him to come in, not only with that energy, but to take so much work off of my shoulders and just, with that workload shared, it's easier to enjoy what we do now. When it's all on a couple people, it's like, man, you work a full-time job and then you're coming home to another full-time job. So Randy is, I'd say, probably the reason we're still going.
Well, hey, it's been fun, man.
Yeah.
And I mean, since you guys have a different setup than I do, you're a 3-man team. So fitting in and having chemistry is incredibly important as well.
Yeah. Yes. And that's something that changed, too.
Sure.
When Jake left, there was a chemistry that left with him.
Right.
So bringing Randy in, we're still kind of discovering that new chemistry. And I think we're getting close to it. But, I don't know. I guess it's really hard to explain, but just finding how we gel with each other. Kind of like being in a band, when you're with a band and you guys have been playing for a while, when you say you're on stage, you get to a comfort level where you can look at somebody without having a conversation. You know what you want to do with the music and you guys just kind of do it. And I think that translates into podcasting too.
Yeah, I agree.
And they didn't just pull me off the street. Like I had been a listener for at least a year, a patron for a little bit. I saw them, they did a Wizard World show. So I got to meet him and stuff like that. So I was kind of familiar with him and Jack right off the bat. So that helped a little too.
Yeah.
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 Very cool. Some familiarity, if you will.
Yeah.
So far, do you have a favorite guest that you've had on the Canned Air podcast?
Favorite guest. Do you want to go first? Or I might have to think about
mine's that. Easier. So I was always a Power Ranger fan, growing up. So literally, I think it was my second or third episode. This guy over here is like, oh, yeah, we're going to have Zordon on. Just like, we're going to have eggs for dinner. Just real passe. And I was like, what?
David J. Fielding has been on who is Zordon that he's referring to, has been on several times and become a friend of the show. And I think he's actually going to do some of the other show, What If. But it's so funny because, again, going back to that new energy that Randy brought, you know, when we start doing the podcast, having these people on, don't get me wrong, it never ceases to be amazing. But that excitement level gets tapered down a little bit each time. So for him to come in and just be so excited, we're talking to Zordon today. I'm like, Mr. David, you know? But his excitement, it made me excited again. Yeah. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So,
yeah,
and I definitely think the same could be said for Jack. Well, I'm sorry, were you finished?
Yeah, you were fine.
Favorite guest, man, that is hard.
I mean, because you've had a ton of great guests on, you know?
Kevin Eastman is probably one of my favorites. I'm a diehard Ninja Turtle fan since I can remember, you know, being alive. And on several occasions get to talk to this gentleman, you know, not only talk to him on the show, but, you know, interact with his wife and his company and just have a true contact there is surreal, man. Like, I would have never... I used to have trading cards with this guy's pictures on it when I was a kid. And now I can just email him, you know?
Right. Yeah.
It's a strange thing. Yvonne Craig, who was Batgirl in the old Batman, Adam West Batman, she was amazing. That'll always be one of my favorites. And probably one of my... Another favorite, it would be Tom Snyder, which everyone's probably like, who the hell's that? He co-created Dr. Katz, professional therapist. He used to be on Comedy Central back in the 90s. And there's still probably a lot of people going, what the hell is that? But
yeah.
Look it up. But this, the reason that interview was so amazing was because this guy's, he told us his whole journey, you know, one, how he got into like doing entertainment and his journey through it. And you've seen Forrest Gump.
Yes.
You know, how this guy goes through life inadvertently impacting all these big events in pop culture and history. That's kind of like that, how it was. Now, I don't mean to equate this guy to Forrest Gump because he's very intelligent, very smart. But, like, for instance, he had a band in high school. Now, mind you, his high school would have been, like, in the 60s. Or there right after high school, called Toe Jam Football. Now, this was at the height when John Lennon and Paul McCartney had put together like Apple Studios, and they were taking submissions all over the world from new bands looking to get their start. This is how James Taylor got his start, okay?
Okay.
So Tom Snyder and his band, Toe Jam Football, sent the demo, and they got a letter back saying, oh, you know, it's very good, but I don't think it's what Apple Records is looking for. So then Come Together comes out on Abbey Road a year or two later, and if you know the lyrics, they're just kind of random words sometimes. Toe Jam Football is right there in the song. This guy inadvertently inspired a lyric in a Beatles song.
Wow.
Isn't that crazy?
That is amazing.
He put me on the floor when he told me that. But the dude was funny. It was a great conversation. We just laughed and had a great time. I can't recommend listening to that one enough. I love it.
Well, I'm going to deviate from my questions for a moment because you mentioned the Turtles. You mentioned Power Rangers. Mm-hmm. Have you seen season three of The Toys That Made Us?
Oh, yeah. We had.
What did you think? What did you think from your respective fandoms? How did they do? Because, I'm going to be honest. By that point, I was not that into those. You know, I'm the G.I. Joe, Star Wars, He-Man, era. So what did you guys think about it?
Beside myself, we are always in touch with Brian Volkweis, the creator of that show. Yeah. And we had him on, and we were trying to squeeze out of him. Where are these next toys going to be, man? And the second he insinuated Power Rangers and Turtles, I think I wet my pants.
Yeah.
But not only were the episodes good, but that Turtle one especially was responsible for bringing back together Kevin Eastman and Peter Laird, who had not been together. And since this, they have announced they're putting out a new comic this summer, Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, The Last Ronin, Peter Laird, Kevin Eastman.
Wow.
I'm giddy. Giddy John. That's gonna be awesome. So it was a great season. I loved it. Yeah,
I liked them too. I learned a lot because, again, with the exception of the wrestling figures one, that one was my wheelhouse. I watched that first and I liked it. But the other three, I was like, wow, again, they do a great job with that show.
Sure.
Even toys, I'm like, I'm not really interested
in. That's just it.
Damn it, I find them fascinating. You know,
I couldn't believe I found interest in the Hello Kitty episode, John.
Yeah, I mean.
Tell me.
I know.
I know what you're talking about.
Like, I know. That's how you know
you have a good documentary.
There you go. All right, enough said on that. Do you guys have a dream guest that you would love to have on the show, if you could work your magic?
Wow, dream guest.
I'll throw mine out there. Sure. If I had the opportunity to have just anybody on this podcast, I want to interview Chuck D from Public Enemy. I think that would be so intellectual.
I know nothing about Public Enemy, so I apologize.
No, that's fine. That's fine. I just think it would be so intellectual and so cool. And I'm a huge fan of Public Enemy. Have been, you know, ever since I first heard their album, It Takes a Nation of Millions to Hold Us Back. So that to me would be like the epic, the primo interview.
A few I can think of.
Okay, go ahead, rattle.
One of which, man, it's funny you said Chuck because the name it was in my head, Chuck Norris. I would love to talk to. How cool. Because not only was he so influential, you know, through the 70s martial arts scene, through the 80s, but then the corny shows and then all the memes and stuff. I mean, it would be a blast to talk with him. But other than that, Weird Al would be freaking amazing. Yeah. Weird Al Yankovic would be cool. Because I feel like anyone else of that caliber, I would be so nervous I'd fuck it up.
Right.
But Weird Al, I think I would be comfortable enough with because I think he would be that cool.
Okay, Randy?
I've got two, too. So, and just because I'm doing a lot of, like, the tracking down of the guests right now, like, being able to tell Jack and Jeremy, like, hey, guess who we've got? I would love if we could get Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Oh, yeah.
Just, we mentioned
well, him. He's in town. I mean,
right,
no,
right. He didn't have anything to do this weekend. I mean, just as much as we name drop him, and he just seems like he would be, I don't know, like, okay, like, wouldn't be up his own ass.
I would love to.
Yeah, I know you would. You'd be all Last Action Hero.
Oh,
like
my
the
God.
Whole podcast.
He's like, this is what you want to talk about? Last Action Hero? Like, yeah. Come on.
Jack and I are just duct taped over in the corner like, don't you speak.
It would be cool.
I would ask him how much money he made off of the Commando action figures. Do you remember? They had a couple of them. And
some reason that made me think of the Rambo action figures too that had like all the camo like across the flesh. Remember those?
Yeah. And he had like sidekicks that you were like, this good dude's never been in the movie. What the hell? You know?
It's like the eight, like Gloob put out A-Team figures.
Yes.
So they did like a set of four G.I. Joe ones and then they put out another set just called The Bad Guys.
Yeah.
Those like four ski mask guys that they could beat up. They're like, who's buying this?
Right.
They'll just beat up the G.I. Joes.
I bought them.
You bought the bad guys?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, that's but awesome. They were just random
figures dudes.
Because the A-Team didn't have villains.
They've got to beat up somebody.
They do. They have to beat up someone. So.
Gloob was ahead of the game, I guess.
I guess so. Then they had the bigger ones, too.
I got a few of them.
Okay.
Yeah. They're the same molds, just bigger size.
Yeah, exactly, yeah.
The faces are horrifying on those things. The likenesses, I mean, Mr. T's looks good.
Yeah.
Hannibal, he's got he's got the creepiest smile. It's almost like Cheshire Cat.
Oh, God.
Murdoch just looks like a ventriloquist dummy. And Face even more so like a ventriloquist
dummy. What about Amy?
I never had her figure.
Yeah, because of the bigger ones, I had just the
I didn't
A-team.
Know they even made Amy
They made
figures.
An Amy. She
really?
Came with a video camera and like a microphone because she was the reporter. Of course she was.
Now,
Amy
came into the picture, if I remember correctly, after they had been caught by and were working for the government, right? She was like the second to last, or was she
no,
first season?
No, she was the first season.
First season,
because
that's
the one
what
you're
it
thinking
was.
Of is, Tia Carrera, I believe.
That's it, yeah.
And she was the one, and... Yeah, that fifth season was pretty bad.
It was really bad.
It was
because wasn't Decker like they were working right with Decker?
Yes. Yeah. And then I forget who the other. They had another new dude too.
They did. I can't remember,
I can't remember his
name
either. But he
love
was
that show. That movie was so freaking good too. I wish they would have made a sequel.
It was. I got to give credit to I love Joe Carnahan's work, the director, and. You know, I thought it was really well done.
It was
really
amazing. The only thing I didn't like is the lack of BA. Like, because he was going through some, like, soul-searching thing, so he wasn't, like, being badass Baracus, you know? But, you know, you got that quick moment at the end, and I think they were probably hoping for a sequel to then show off, but alas, it never happened.
It never happened.
We can dream, John.
We can. Randy, you had two. You only gave us one.
Yeah,
I'm sorry.
Oh,
we got off on a tangent.
It is all good. It's not like we never do that. I can't dare. The other one, just to give my wife grief, would be Jason Momoa, just because she's such a fan. We've knocked his water on our show.
That would be an interesting interview.
He seems like a cool dude, though. Like,
yeah. Oh, I wouldn't like try and bust his balls or nothing, but it'd be interesting.
Yeah.
So the water, Jason. Why in a can?
Right.
It tastes like nickels.
Well, you guys also produce another podcast called What If.
Mm-hmm.
So you want to tell the listeners a little bit about that podcast project?
What If, we started, I think it was 2 years ago this past November. And it's released biweekly. It's been on a bit of a hiatus since the new year just because everybody's so freaking busy. And,
oh, yeah.
It's me, myself, Jack Doherty, and our friend Ryan Little, who lives out in California. He is a comic creator, which is how we got to know him. This dude has a Kickstarter up for a new comic series he's working on all the time. So many irons in the fire. It's crazy. I don't know how he does it, but he's a good guy, and I love doing that show. You know, for 40 minutes every episode, we look at a twist on reality.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, it's been like, what if Bigfoot had actually been found? How would the world be impacted? What if people had found the ability to fly? How would that affect the world around us? What else, Randy? What else?
That's the guy that's not on it. What if animals could talk?
What if animals
what
could
if
talk?
What if Krampus was real?
What if Krampus was
real? The one about the giant sea monsters.
Oh, what if Kaiju?
Kaiju,
existed,
thank you.
Yeah, truly existed. That was a good one. A good point in that episode that had been brought up is like, say these Kaiju existed. You know, they have to primarily live in the sea for food. They're not finding an adequate food source on land, right?
Right.
Let's say they do come inland. And they die. And a monster this big, and creature this big dies. You'd have to, like, kind of like Chernobyl, like, build a shell around this thing and refine it, right? I mean, how
would you... Because it's going to stink to high
hell. It's going to stink. And not only I mean, think of the clouds of gnats and the disgusting stink that you would just smell for miles.
All right.
States away.
I got to bust in on this real quick. So, did you guys ever see the clip from, like, the 70s where they, like, dynamited a...
You
like,
had that whale?
A beached whale, yeah.
It wouldn't go. It doesn't go well. They thought that, yeah. Go,
yeah, they, so there was, like, a beached whale that died, and just to get rid of it, they were just kind of dynamite it. So you had all these people, like, standing around to watch it, and a news anchor and everything, and they pulled the trigger on this, and, like, pieces of whale just went everywhere, like, pelting all the people watching
people
it.
People covered in blood, blubber, everything.
Just nastiness, yeah.
It's like, what do you think was going to happen? Like, it was just going to disappear? Gone. Problem solved. Thank you, Dynamite.
You're saying that. I don't know if that got brought up in that episode, but that's the first
time. I'm sure something started to come up, but the beach whale, you know, has taught us so much over these years.
So what was the genesis for starting What If? Like, it was a different take on some subjects that you may have already discussed on Candare?
It originated on Candare, okay. Yeah. We, you know... Again, big Marvel fan more so than DC, and something that Marvel does, and whenever I saw these books growing up, I'd get them. Marvel would put out What If books.
Oh,
and,
yeah.
You know, what that is for people who might not know, is that, say you have a run of a story that comes out, it ends a particular way, a What If book will come out and say, well, what if it had ended this way? Or let's look at this reality with a twist on it. And it's pretty much self-contained to an issue. Those typically don't run issue into issue. So we wanted to do that on Candare. Just we were always looking for new things to do, other you know, just to break the mold. Say a guest canceled or something. What else can we do other than just sit here and talk about the same shit? So the first one we did is what if Walt Disney had never existed? The impact, and my God, it was so much fun that episode. And we did it three or four more times I think on Candare before I was like, all right, this needs its own series. This is far too much fun. Every time we do it, I just want to keep doing it. So. Yeah, we decided to do a series on it, and here we are.
There you go.
And it's a real tonal shift from Candare.
Very, very much so. Very straightforward, I guess. I don't know how else to explain it. We're more focused, I guess, on that show. We stick to it. Mm-hmm. It's not that we don't laugh. It's not that we stay serious, but it's very focused on the topic for about 40 minutes.
Well, as of, I don't know what, a month or so ago, you can now hear the Candare podcast on the Cuyahoga Valley Radio Network. Gentlemen,
yes.
Your catalog is going to be played Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 10 a.m. on the morning drive.
Yep.
So congratulations on that, by the way.
Thank you.
So can you give a little bit of the details on how you got this opportunity?
I'm going to let Randy field that one because he did most of that.
I mean, it's literally not that sexy. They reached out to us and just said, hey, would you be interested in being on our network? And Jeremy and Jack kind of tossed it over in my ballpark, and I got to thinking, like, hey, you have literally no programming opening. Why don't, since we have over 300 episodes, why don't you just play us as your quote unquote morning zoo show? You know, you get an episode every day from us. And by the time like you cycle through those, we'll pretty much have it done again.
Right.
So,
yeah. So were they listeners? Were they fans of the podcast? Is that how they found you?
I think they did like a Google search. I'd reached out and like, you've listened to our episodes, right? Like, because when I first looked at them, like they were playing like Christian gospel music on the weekends. And it was just like,
and that's not what we're doing.
You know who we are, right? Like, we swear. Like, yeah, it's, but yeah, I guess know how they found us. They just,
I don't know.
Reached out to us on Twitter, and I told him like listen to some of the episodes he did, and he said I think you guys would be great. So I was like, all right, well, yeah. I'll bring it to Jack and Jeremy, and kind of went from there. So.
That's cool.
Yeah,
that's
it was
cool.
A conference call, and it was done. Wasn't
yeah,
it? We've had other offers to syndicate
sure.
in the past, and as interesting as they are, like when it comes down to it, like when it's time to either sign something or get down to it, it's like, okay, well, we need you to pay to
right.
be a syndicated show. I'm like, why would we ever do that? Why would we pay to syndicate? I mean, I get if we had a lot more money. If our listener base was a little bit bigger, yeah, it's more exposure, but that's a lot of freaking money. $300 a month, I think, is what they had asked us to pay to syndicate in Chicago. I wasn't going to do that.
Yeah.
And then, too, I think from I've heard some stories, too, where they want to have a little more creative control over your product and whatnot
right.
as you are syndicated. And I don't know about you, but that's what I love about this.
Right.
There's literally hardly any rules.
Exactly.
So, you know.
Yeah. So why would you ever give that up?
Right.
Yeah. I've never come across creative control. What I have come across is exclusivity, like to their network.
Okay.
Yeah, we'll put you, the offers that we've had that are free. Yeah, you can be on our network, but this is the only place you can be. We don't want you on iTunes. We don't want you here or there. We want people to come here to get you. Why would I do that?
Right, yeah, right.
Cut out every avenue that everyone's already listening to me? No, that's not going to happen.
Yeah.
So this was just a perfect setup. We don't have to do much of anything. Just send them past episodes. And whatever new listeners we cultivate, you know.
Yeah.
But if we don't, we haven't lost anything.
Yeah, have you gotten any feedback from some new listeners?
Not yet from Cuyahoga Valley, no.
Okay.
But,
yeah, I mean, they're a startup, and I think as they grow, we'll probably get some more traction and stuff.
Yeah.
But, you know, Eric's a cool guy, and we're happy to help him out.
Yeah,
because
They've only been around
since November of last
year.
Yeah,
I was going to say.
They're very new.
Yeah, they're very, very new, and their goals, from what I understand, from what we've talked about off air, they want to become an actual terrestrial radio station. Is that what they still call them now, or
I
what?
I guess. I don't want to say I'm not in the radio business, because clearly in some capacity I am, but as far as like that kind of radio goes, I can't see it being like all super beneficial. It seems like the internet's the place the radio is really going to nowadays.
Yeah,
I mean, I know people still listen to AM, FM, but
I think,
what do I know?
From what I've heard gathered from them, I think they want to stay internet radio. They just want to format it like a traditional radio station.
I see.
Okay. Gotcha. Well, where can folks find Cuyahoga Valley Radio Network?
There's a bunch of internet radio apps.
Mm-hmm.
I'm listening to it on Live 365.
Okay.
So
okay.
I think it's CuyahogaValleyNetwork.com.
I believe so, yeah.
Is what it is?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So, that's where I've been going to get it.
Yeah.
So you guys, while you're listening at home, or while you're listening in your car, I should say, or at home, or wherever you're listening.
Wherever you are.
Wherever you
on
are.
On the toilet.
Check out these guys, the Canned Air Podcast, Cuyahoga Valley Radio Network. Let's talk about a couple other topics, if you guys don't mind.
Go for it.
I'm going to interrupt my conversation with Jeremy and Randy for just one moment to tell you about World's Greatest Comics. They're located at 5974 Westerville Road in Westerville, Ohio. And they have tons of comics from every era. Golden, silver, bronze, and even the modern era. They also have graphic novels, toys, comic book supplies, various collectibles, posters, back issues, basically everything you need, they got. So stop on over to the store and say hi to Jeff or the fine folks over there at World's Greatest Comics. But if you want, you can even check them out online. WGComics.com is their website, and they're even on Facebook. Just search for World's Greatest Comics, and you will be able to get all the details on this great comic book store. Jeremy, I know you're a big music buff.
Yes.
You know, have you written any new songs, written any new music, or tinkered around with some of that stuff? Because
no,
the last time we talked, you were thinking about composing some stuff, correct?
Yes, and that has actually been started, that what we were talking about doing for Brian Lau, but
sure.
Just hasn't, we haven't finished it yet, busy again. But other than that, not really, man. The show takes a lot of time, and once I started Candare, not that I drifted away from music, I just don't have the time for it, nearly.
Right,
yeah.
But you used to play in bands,
yes,
correct?
Yeah. Yes, for a long time. With my friends. Actually, last week's episode we did, was at 336, I think?
Yes.
I had my lifelong friends on the show who I made music with in the bars and stuff, and talked with them, and at the end of that episode played a few of my own songs that they helped me do. But other than that, the only music thing I have done was I wrote a Christmas song for Candare that myself, Randy, and Jack all took part in singing. I tried to make it as Rankin and Bass as I could.
Oh. It was amazing.
Yeah, so, writing that was a blast. Getting Randy and Jack behind a microphone and instructing and singing and...
That was a blast for him.
It was a blast for me, John. It really
maybe
was.
Not so much for you,
no,
huh?
No, no.
Take 12.
Right, yeah.
But no, I mean, from where we started to what we ended up, you did a damn good job. Don't cut yourself short, Randy, okay?
Yeah.
But that was a lot of fun, and we got a lot of good feedback on that. So, but it's funny, since I had all my friends on the show, they seem very amped, and we've been talking more about getting back involved with doing music stuff.
Gotcha.
Again, so.
So when you performed at a bar, was there a what was your favorite cover to go to? If you had to go to one.
The one that, or the few that seemed to really resonate the most were, we always had like this, we played a lot of Tom Petty or Rolling Stones, Stereophonics, the list goes on. But for some reason, the one that got the bar riled up was we'd play Hit Me Baby One More Time, Britney Spears. And we'd play Boys to Men, I'll Make Love to You. And we... John had to pull away from the computer. But
wait, wait one second. I'm sorry. Wait. Of all the songs that were going through my mind, I'll Make Love to You by Boyz II Men, nowhere on that list.
First, you better not say any shit bad about Boyz II Men.
I am not.
You're gonna have problems. But
I'm not.
No.
I was a big fan of Motown Philly. I almost wore that cassette tape out.
It doesn't matter what genre music you were into. If you were a product of like the early 80s and you came up in the early 90s, everybody had that fucking CD. Everybody had that CD.
Oh, yeah.
Everybody.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know how that shit happened, really, man. I mean, I remember we were at a practice once just playing and just being goofy, this kind of sounds like that song, strumming on acoustics. So we just made a live band rendition of it. We'd get on the mics and, throw the vocals back and forth and get ridiculous. Throw your clothes on the floor, really get into it. And people ate it up. So, like, if we were ever playing and, like, the house wasn't feeling it, get those out.
There you go.
You get the old people up dancing and spilling their fucking beer on everybody. And it was so much fun. I miss it a lot. It was a blast.
Yeah, cool, man. Cool. Randy, you have been involved in assembling something called the Torg Gaming Expo. So you want to talk a little bit about that?
Yeah, so not so much assembling. It's been around.
Yeah, maybe that was not the best verb. Right. I agree.
It's
but
all good.
You're involved with
it. Yes,
how about that? There we go.
I got brought on board.
Okay.
It's been around for about 6 years. We met Mike, the owner. All right, so let me back up. We went to another convention where we met Mike, the owner of Torgs. Just kind of developed a working relationship with him and just decided to do a booth at his con as well, just to try and get some new fresh blood.
Mm-hmm.
And he ended up sweet talking me into wearing a janky ass Mario suit during the con and walking around where I could not see shit. And I'm sure these guys got a kick out of it.
I got video of that shit too.
Afterwards, Mike, a couple months later, Mike's like, hey, it's just me and one other person organizing this. Would you be interested in kind of helping us out? And, me being the glutton for punishment I am, I'm like, yeah, sure, why not? So, that's just kind of how it started. And we're just trying to, our goal is to be the biggest and best video game comic and toy convention in Ohio. So.
All right. And it's coming up May 30th?
Yes, sir. Lewis Center, Ohio. Superkick facility. Yeah.
Okay. Which is, that's off of 23 and Orange Road?
Yes, sir.
Kind of up in that area. Yep. Okay. Do you have, do you remember off the top of your head who some of the vendors will be there, some of the guests will be there and whatnot?
So we've got some pretty cool vendors. We've got Jay Bartlett, who did Nintendo Quest and the upcoming action figure adventure documentary. Really cool dude. He's out of Canada. We've got the creator of Shikan the Forever Man. I don't know if you know the Sega Genesis game, but it's...
You'd know it if you saw
yeah,
it.
Yeah,
probably.
Yeah.
Okay.
He's coming. We've got... quite a few artists.
Tetris tournament is happening over there.
Yeah, we've got the Midwest Club. Qualifier for the Classic Tetris World Championship. Bryony Lau, Sean Forney, Nate Lovett. List goes on. Like, it's a pretty good mix.
The Fear and the Tramp guys going to be there or no?
I don't think so. Okay. No.
Well, no. Definitely, where can folks find out more information about the Torg Gaming Expo?
Go to www.torgevents.com.
There you go.
Yeah.
All right, a couple of last questions for you guys. What's the best part and the worst part of podcasting?
Best part and worst part. The best part, I would say, is it's almost therapeutic, man. You know, we've discussed that before. I don't know if I've discussed that with you before. Mm-hmm. Maybe we have. But there's something about it. It's a funny thing. And when you go a few weeks without doing it, you feel the build up, man. It's like, man, I got to get in the studio and pod, you know? I don't know. Go ahead.
The ability to talk to some really cool people, celebrity or not, get their take on stuff and see what they're coming up with.
Yeah. I mean, overall, in the grand scheme of things, Randy's absolutely right. You get to meet these, mm-hmm. like I said with Kevin Eastman earlier, I had his cards, he was on trading cards I collected when I was a kid, and now I've talked to the dude. Surreal. I would have never believed that if I'd have been told that as a kid. But not only that, but just podcasting has changed me as a person. Like, it gave me a level of confidence I've never had before.
Really?
Yeah. Okay. Absolutely. I had never put myself out there other than playing in bars, you know.
Yeah.
You know, me and my friends had always made music and over the years recorded tons of it, but never, it was always for an audience of five. We never put it out to the world. It was always just for us. So becoming a podcaster and then putting myself out there was big for me, and I was very sheepish, shy, because I'm not used to it. So getting to a place where I was comfortable putting myself out there, it changed me, without a doubt. Yeah, I feel like my confidence level definitely went up.
Yeah, I'd second that. I would have never thought I would be co-organizing a video game convention.
Yeah.
Let alone, yeah.
And when you go back and listen to those early episodes, like the first few episodes of Canned Air, and listen to me talking, it doesn't sound like the same person at all.
Oh, yeah.
It sounds foreign to me.
Oh, yeah.
I'm like, who the hell is that, you know?
Oh, most definitely. Most definitely. And I agree with you guys too. I think the best part of podcasting, Randy, is meeting new people, talking to these new people. Yeah. And, you know, and I'll say it again, I've said it many times on this podcast, Central Ohio's got a great podcasting community.
Yeah.
And that's something that to me is awesome.
Mm-hmm.
To have the support of fellow podcasters who understand, you know, some of the things that you're going through, you know, hey man, my listenership dipped, you know, what suggestions, advice, you know, and people are there to help you out with that. And that's something that's great. It's not like a cutthroat type of environment.
Exactly. And, you know, not only with podcasters, but like in our case, you know, so heavily in the comic field, those people are willing to help. You know, it's everyone scratching each other's back because everyone knows how hard it is to get out there and get seen. So, why not help each other?
Exactly. How about some advice you might have for somebody that comes to you and says, Jeremy, I want to start a podcast?
I mean, I guess kind of going back to what I was saying earlier when Randy joined, you know, I was at a point where, and this definitely wasn't the first point where I was thinking about stopping. There have been several points I thought about stopping. And rather it be Jack or Randy or some, you know, something that makes me decide to stay, I'm always glad I did. So my biggest advice would be, if you're going to do it, stick with it. Not only through the good, but especially through the bad. Because once you get through the bad, you're going to be right back in the good again. You know what I mean? it's a give and take relationship. You have to stick with it.
Randy, what do you think?
For me, I'd say find a wingman. Like, if I didn't come on Canned Air, and if I were to just go out and buy a microphone and whatever, it would have been completely different and it would have sucked. Like, the amount of having somebody like Jack and Jeremy to kind of back you up and like say, okay, you know, back off the mic, or hey, that was really good, or not, just having that kind of wingman, mm-hmm. that advice, I mean, it's critical.
Yeah.
Yeah. I would agree, because that's how everyone, again, becomes in tune with each other.
Right.
You know, and that's where we're getting.
Cool. All right, let's run down social media. Where can folks find you on the internet?
Twitter at CannedAirPod, and on Instagram at Canned_Air. And hey, you know what? Can I do the Patreon drop too?
Yeah, sure. Dude,
Patreon.com /CannedAirPod. You know, we do a Patreon show, Canned Air Patreon Pod. It's exclusive just for the patrons. And we've got a lot of things coming down the pike for our Patreon. New things, new rewards, new albums, all kinds of goodies for people to
do the human fly for them.
The human fly! Yes. Any Canned Air listener will know that in the past, anytime I find an old Marvel comic, it's called The Human Fly. It's a short-lived series in the 70s.
Okay.
Based off a real-life Canadian stuntman called The Human Fly. Look this guy up on YouTube.
Okay.
He really existed,
okay.
But
yeah.
They did a comic series on him. And these comics are just... If
you thought ridiculous.
Adam West Batman was ridiculous, get ready, John.
Oh, man.
So, you know, I've read these comics on the show. I read one of them at a live show we did at the podcast festival. What was that, 2016, 17? I don't remember. But we decided for the Patreon we're going to do a actual radio drama.
Oh!
So we've already recorded all the vocal stuff. I have to go in and put the sound effects in. But yeah, it's going to be over the top. It's going to be amazing. And once we get all these projects done, I'm probably going to make a little... We're probably going to have a whole episode of Canned Air that's just going to be a Patreon commercial where we just play clips from what you can get, you
right,
know? But
right.
It's going to be... it's definitely going to be worth becoming a patron, I
absolutely.
Think.
And then also, too, for What If, isn't it at What If Series?
At What If
on?
Series, yes.
Yeah,
yes.
On
and
whatifpod.com.
Okay. You can go there. Again, that show has been on hiatus since about the first of the year. We are definitely coming back. I do have a new episode in the wings. Ryan is just very, very busy.
Sure.
He's working. He's in the entertainment business. I don't want to say exactly what he does, but he's working on a lot of projects right now. And, you know, if we can't get him scheduled, I'm thinking about maybe getting some guests in, maybe Zordon. He's expressed interest in doing some, so I think that'd be an interesting take.
Okay, cool.
Just got to see, but it's definitely not going away.
May I have your attention, please? It is now 8:30, and the library will close in 30 minutes. You have 25 minutes to check out materials or apply for a library card. If you need to call for a ride, please do so now. Thank you.
Does she realize Canned Air in the house? I don't think she does.
Damn it!
Listen here, woman.
Listen, woman. Well, now I'm leaving Canned that
Air.
In. Now that, that was very well done. I'm going to have to leave that in, Jeremy. That was witty as all get out.
Canned Air going to have to smack him in. God.
See, folks, this is what happens when you record, you know, out there, you know, at a location that you kind of don't know what to expect.
Yeah, huh? Anything can happen.
Anything can happen when you're podcasting live out there, or, you know.
Out there in the elements.
That's right. Yeah. That's right. Well, anyways, Jeremy, thanks for coming on.
Thank you for having
Randy,
me.
Randy, thanks for coming on as well.
Man.
Give
always
my regards to Jack as well. We did
definitely
miss
will.
You, Jack. We hope you're feeling better.
Absolutely.
All right. And with that, ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to throw it to a quick break. And on the other side of the break, I'll be back to wrap up the episode. There you have it, ladies and gentlemen. My conversation with Jeremy and Randy from the Canned Air podcast. Check them out online. CannedAirPodcast.com is probably the easiest place to go to find out about episodes, their social media, and all that jazz. And congratulations one more time to those guys for getting on CVRN, the Cuyahoga Valley Radio Network. And you can check out their schedule, their programming, where you can listen and all that by going to CuyahogaValleyRadio.com. That's CuyahogaValleyRadio.com. So check them out. They're on Monday through Friday at 9 a.m. And check out all the other programs over there at Cuyahoga Valley Radio. Let me tell you where you can get in touch with me if you'd like to ask me a question or make a comment about an episode. Or, as I mentioned at the beginning of this episode, if you're a sponsor, here's how you can get in touch with me. You can shoot me an email, johnorlando at pvdcast.com is the email address. You can find me on Twitter. My personal handle is at pvdmvp. You can leave me a message over on the Facebook page of this podcast, that of course being facebook.com/pvdcast. And I guess you could probably message me on Instagram. That's right. Just search for at pvdcast on Instagram. So there's all the ways that you can get in touch with me. And let me tell you where you can find the PVDcast. If you want to maybe, I don't know, tell some folks about it, which I would greatly appreciate, you can find it at pvdcast.com, the online home of yours truly. But it's pretty much available through all the major podcast platforms, whether we're talking about Apple Podcasts, iTunes, Stitcher Radio, Spotify, SoundCloud, Pod Paradise, iHeartRadio app, radio.com app. I mean, just basically wherever you find podcasts, all you would have to do is search for it, PVDcast. Sometimes you have to put my name after it, PVDcast John Orlando, and you're sure to find it. And as always, if you like what you hear, please leave a 5-star review if you think I deserve it. Review, rate, and subscribe. Obviously, that last one, you don't want to miss an episode, so subscribing is the best way to avoid doing that. All right, with that being said, ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to get on out of here. I will chat in each and every one of you later. Stay righteous and stay independent. John Orlando Enterprises, copyright 2020.